105 WB&Q. Happy to bring back onto our airwaves the one, the only Luca Case, who has taught us so much about the power of service dogs, and her dog Jasper is really important in her life. But Luca's had ups and downs medically and was granted this weekend a dream from the Dream Factory. And we wanted to talk about it because it involves Luca and the one and only Ed Sheeran. So welcome back to WB&Q, Luca.
Thank you.
All right, tell us about first the Dream Factory and what they did for you this weekend.
So the Dream Factory is similar to Make-A-Wish, but they grant wishes to kids that are chronically ill.
Right, and so, you've certainly had your share of medical issues. What is the current state of your health? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm actually doing a lot better than I have been in the past.
Glad to hear it. So the Dream Factory knew that you deserved a special moment, and did you apply to them or did they contact you with your dream of meeting Ed Sheeran?
So my dad actually had started researching stuff like this when I was 16. So it's been in the works for a few years now, but he wasn't touring and it's hard to get in contact with them, so it just happened. But we didn't really have any details until the day that it was going to happen.
So what did happen? You're in Chicago. You've got tickets. Were they good seats that they gave you?
Yeah, we actually had box seats. So there was like a kitchen, a bathroom, everything.
Wow. Okay, that's a room. And you got to meet Ed. Was that before or after his concert?
Before.
So tell us what it was like.
He was super sweet, and he went to pet Jasper and freaked out because then he saw the do not pet sign, and I was like, oh, no, you're fine. Like, you're Ed Sheeran.
Nobody else can pet my service dog unless you're Ed Sheeran. That's good to know.
Yeah, I was pretty starstruck. Like, I forgot to ask for an autograph.
What?
How many selfies did you take?
He took a selfie with my mom. My mom just took pictures of us. We didn't take any selfies.
Okay. And do you look good next to Ed Sheeran? Is there a future romance here that we should be looking forward to once you get a little older?
I wish. I think he's pretty smitten with his woman.
I think he is too, but you never know. Just said, there could be an opportunity in the future, and he'll always remember Luca and her dog Jasper. Does Ed Sheeran smell good?
He was neutral. He didn't really have a smell. I was expecting him to smell good, but then there was nothing like it. He didn't smell bad.
Were you taller or shorter than Ed Sheeran?
I was shorter, but he's still not very tall.
Told you, everybody's tiny.
Like, I'm not tall, but he wasn't that much taller than me, I don't think.
Well, congratulations to the Dream Factory, the nonprofit organization based out of Peoria, for making this dream come true. Luke, I'm glad it happened for you. I was talking with your mom, and she was just over the moon. So I'm glad you could share the story with us and remind us that Ed Sheeran is just as lovely as we think he is, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the most important thing. So if you're an Ed Sheeran fan and you're like, does he do nice things for his fans? Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's